Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy Camp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Excited for this week. I'll get right into the news, shall I?
Get right into it.
All right. So all about Teresa Giudice. Yes. And her new man. Well, not so new man, but new fiance. So as we know, they announced last week that they are in fact engaged, her and Louis Rayos, I'm going to say.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sure. So they got engaged on a romantic getaway in Greece. And we spoke to a few of her fellow housewives, fellow New Jersey housewives, to hear their reaction. So of course, everyone wants to know what Melissa Gorga thinks, mm-hmm. if she approves. So she said the wedding's going to be so Jersey and so fabulous, which yes. Of course it is.
Totally.
She also said she'll probably only have her daughters in the bridal party since this is her second wedding. Mm-hmm. But she'll still be excited just to witness the milestone event. She said she didn't go to the first one because I don't think she knew her then, right?
Right, yeah.
And so this will be her first wedding of Teresa's, which is exciting. She further hinted that the ceremony will be a simple celebration of the engaged couple's love for one another, saying, "She's been through enough. This is easy breezy."
Yes.
So we know that, of course, in November 2020, Giudice started dating Louis, and the two some later revealed that they got together the previous July. Teresa, of course, was previously married to Joe Giudice. Some people say Giudice. I go with Giudice.
So. I go with Giudice too.
You guys can let us know in the comments what you think. I go with both. Anyway, so the exes share four daughters, of course. Gia, who's 20, Gabriella, who's 17, Melania, who's 15, and Adriana, who's 12. So many vowels.
Yes, so many. Very Italian.
Yeah. Melissa said she doesn't know if the wedding will be filmed. I'm going to vote yes.
I'm 100% voting yes.
Yes. But very interesting. Joe Giudice also reacted to the news. So this is her ex-husband of 20 years. He said, he's living up to everything he's talking about. So I'm just so happy that they're in love. She's ecstatic. She loves him. She's really, really happy. And she's always wanted to be loved, like really loved. And he loves her.
So does that mean like Joe Giudice didn't really love her that much?
It sort of sounds that way. Yes.
Sort of sounds that way. At least it was a nice thing for him to say, though.
It was very nice. Very yeah. nice. And then finally, Teresa's co-star Margaret Joseph said that she expects the wedding to be filled with love. And she said, "I think the wedding is going to happen soon. The engagement, they're together a year, they got engaged. I'm sure the wedding will not be far behind."
Yeah.
What do you think? A quick engagement for them?
I think so. I mean, I feel like she's like, why waste any more time? I think they're, you know, they're kind of renovating their dream house. So they're going to be moving in together. And I think that she, you know, she's found the person that she wants to spend the rest of her life with. She seems really happy and, you know, why wait? And it seems like the girls really like him. Joe Giudice gives his stamp of approval. So it seems like probably next season of Housewives or Jersey Housewives are going to have a big wedding special.
Yeah. And with Melissa Gorga saying it's going to be simple, I totally disagree with that. I mean, look at the engagement alone was over the top.
With the fireworks,
yeah.
The big marry me sign. I would imagine that cameras were probably there for that too. I don't know.
Maybe because it was in
Greece. Yeah. So
if nothing else, someone's there shooting iPhone video or something.
Totally. So we're definitely going to see that. And Dina Manzo was there on vacation with her. So they're still really good friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I'm happy for Teresa. A lot of people were saying, when I spoke to Jackie, she was like, oh, I don't really know. Jackie Goldsteiner, who's on the show, she was like, I don't really know him that well. It seems a little quick, but, you know, but it seems like we're going to get to know him a lot more this season too. So I think that like our opinions will be formed based on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a match made in Jersey heaven.
Oh, 100%. 100%. All right, let's move on to Portia Williams, because Bravo has greenlit a limited series called The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia's Family Matters. Now, the show will premiere on Sunday, November 28th. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody for that one. The press release for the show describes it as, in the aftermath of a whirlwind romance and an engagement that broke the internet, Portia Williams' extended family is heavily involved in her personal drama. And as each person chimes in with their unfiltered opinions, tensions rise. Now, the family will be heading to Mexico for a retreat, and the forecast calls for calm and sunny skies, and a storm heads straight for the Williams family. Let's take a quick peek at the trailer. Take a look.
Visualize someone that has triggered you.
I say you still love her.
And become aware of how your body feels when they come into your mind. Come to meditation and do it.
Sitting quiet ain't gonna change this shit.
It is.
No, it's not.
I mean, what do we think about this? Because Portia is no longer going to be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So now she has this limited series and everybody is talking about this romance because it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, I think that this could be longer than a limited series. Yes. I think she might have a full on spinoff show here.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I like her. I think she deserves a spinoff show. I think that she brings it.
So this is definitely going to be interesting because Portia is now engaged to Simon Guabadia. I think everybody with these hard last names today. So Simon Guabadia, who is for her former co-star Phelan's estranged husband. So when this came out, like everyone's like jaws were on the floor. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that she is not only dating this guy, but she is engaged to him as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems a little fast.
But yeah, so we're going to have this great limited series. It's going to be, it's going to be interesting. And I guess that maybe this is what she wanted now that she's like exiting Real Housewives of Atlanta. They were like, we're going to give you this spinoff show because this probably would have taken over the entire series, I would imagine.
Yeah. I wonder what her other housewives think about it, her fellow housewives.
I know. I did ask Cynthia Bailey about it, about Portia's romance. And she's like, that kind of came out of nowhere. And I don't think anybody was expecting that either. So they were just as surprised as we were.
Yeah. And even about the show, though, just getting a spinoff show, I mean, it's going to create some jealousy among
I would imagine, because I think especially, well, I mean, Nene is no longer on the show, but she said for years that she's wanted a spinoff show. So I'm sure this is not sitting right with Nene as well.
No. All right. So moving on, fans are speculating that Dorit may have been fired from the Housewives of Beverly Hills. According to The Sun, fans started the rumor mill when she flew to London with her family while apparently filming the new season. So some fans are speculating that she might have been asked just as a friend to come back.
Interesting.
And as anyone who knows Dorit, I don't think that would sit very well with her.
I don't think so either, but it's almost like they were listening to our show last week when we were talking about that Dorit may not be back on the show, or maybe she would have to make room for somebody else, like a Kim Richards or maybe a Lisa Vanderpump, if they were to come back. I don't know. I mean, would you be surprised, sad if Dorit wasn't back next season?
I don't think she added much this season. I think in past seasons, I would have said I would have liked to see her come back. This season, she really took a back seat.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the reason was all the Erik and Jayne stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't really room for anything else. But really, I mean, the only thing I can remember from is that like dinner where her and PK were laughing about the Erica drama.
Exactly.
But I don't know what I'm in her wedding dress.
Blush. Yeah, I was going to say her wedding dresses were really pretty.
They were stupidly expensive, but pretty.
That's pretty much it. She really didn't have any drama this season at all. Like she really wasn't even involved in the whole Erica mess either. So really kind of took a back seat and there really wasn't much to discuss. I mean, I feel like even on the reunion, they haven't really talked too much to her about anything.
No.
I mean, she did have that little moments with Garcelle when she called Garcelle a bully.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was kind of it, and that I don't know. Yeah.
They also did on last night's reunion, they also did like an ode to her fashion. And I almost felt like it was like a little bit of a farewell to Dorit.
Right. Yeah. No, that is so true. Like her in memoriam, like poor Dorit. But I mean, her fashion is fantastic. It was interesting. I mean, let's kind of break down this week's episodes in our Real Housewives Rewind and kind of go through. I mean, speaking of Dorit, I mean, I was surprised that she buys all of her clothes on retail.
I know. I was shocked they don't send her, but I guess the people that she wears are so big, they don't need Dorit wearing it.
That's true.
It's not helping them. It might even be hurting them. And so if, you know, these high-end designers having a housewife wear their stuff, they might not want that.
No, that's so true. But also that 95,000 Hermes bag that Crystal has, like what? Oh my God. What kind of stood out for you last night in the episode?
Definitely Kathy and Kyle's relationship with each other and how that's evolved over the years. It definitely made me want to go back and watch episode. I never watched American Woman.
No, I
should have. Mm-hmm. But I seriously want to go back and watch. I think it was only on for one season.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got canceled, but I want to see what happened. If because Kyle said that she would still do American Woman if they had asked, or if it had been renewed, where it caused all this family drama between her and Kathy and her sisters. So I want to see if there was really anything bad in the show that would have made me as a viewer say like, oh yeah, their mom, you know, was portrayed in a poor light.
Right. Yeah. I'm actually surprised that Kathy decided not to watch it. Cause I feel like how Andy said it, I feel like a lot of this could have been avoided if she watched it and was okay with it.
Yeah.
So it just seems like probably a longstanding feud or disagreement for no reason, but it's nice that they're back on track. And it seems like they definitely are leaving the door open for Kim to come back on the show as well, which I'm here for.
I'm here for that too.
Yeah. Well, we saw Crystal and Sutton kind of talk about their differences and the don't see color comments and the whole coat incident. I mean, what did you kind of make of that?
I mean, I feel horrible for Crystal.
Yeah.
Like she has shared some of those comments that she's gotten and it's insane what people have said. Like
it really
people
is.
Are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad Andy Cohen just straight up called them out for what they are.
Yeah.
And I thought that was horrible. I can't, you know, if anything Sutton did spark that, I obviously don't think she intended to. No. Yeah, so I'm not really either side. I just think the people are horrible. Online.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's so sad that she gets like hundreds of hate comments a day. Like that's awful. Like no matter how strong of a person you are, that messes with you. And I'm sure, you know, you can see how upset that she was getting. And, you know, Sutton did apologize when she made comments earlier on in the season. So she did kind of take responsibility for that. But yeah, it's as I'm sure just going on the show, being a first-time housewife is stressful enough as it is. And just to kind of add this to it, I'm sure it was probably unbearable for her at times.
Yeah, especially because she wanted to come on to show that this is good for her culture.
Right.
And then it ended up backfiring in a way. I'm so glad she did it. And I think, you know, she'll definitely be back. And I want to see more of her culture. Mm-hmm. I like her. I mean, I don't
too.
She has a lot of drama.
Right. I don't think,
although I will say, the whole, like, knocking on the door thing, I wouldn't really call it a violation.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't really get that either. So, I mean, and then the whole leather pants drama. So I feel like there probably wasn't enough room for her to really cause a stir this season with everything going on with Erica. Yeah. So maybe hopefully we'll get to know her a little bit better next season and get to see her home life a little bit more. But I mean, Erica definitely was in the hot seat this week and, you know, answered some more questions, you know, definitely got angry as Crystal wanted. I mean, did you feel like there was any new revelations this time around?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. I feel like it was pretty repetitive when it came to the Erica Jane stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, all the ladies definitely jumped to say that they believed her, that she knew nothing. That seemed pretty clear. I liked that Crystal kind of asked her straight up, where's your anger towards Tom? Yeah. We don't really see that. I agree. You know,
I
still think Erica's hiding so much. And I think that's just how she is. I think I think her lawyers are telling her to, but I think that's also the type of person she is.
Mm-hmm.
She just can't show her emotions that well.
Right. I still don't agree with her defending her whole social media actions, though. Like, we're posting like these racy pictures with these captions that kind of like, you know, egg people on a little bit. And it's like, it is like, I think somebody said it, it's tone deaf. And for her to kind of defend that, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way too. It's like, it's not about that. Like, you know, these are plane crash victims. Like, that's, we shouldn't be posting like pictures of us in our thongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, like, totally. Moving back to Kathy for a second, let's talk about her living in the Waldorf Astoria for 9 years.
That's amazing and literally my dream. Like, I don't know if it's open any, I think it's either, is it closed now or it was closed
for
the weekend? I think it closed, but me and Jeffrey would go there every year for like a cocktail around Christmas time. It was like a $45 cocktail and we would like sip it so slowly to make it last. It's literally one of my favorite places on earth. So the fact that she lived there for 9 years and the kids got to like grow up there and hide in the elevator, I couldn't handle it.
I can't handle that. And I love that they eat on dinner trays every night for dinner. Like, the most fancy, richest person like ever eats on dinner trays.
She's just like us.
Just like us. I love it. Love Kathy Hilton. I'm so happy that she is on the show. And I can't wait to see more of her next season. Let's get into this week's episode of Salt Lake City. We talked about Jenny last week on the show, but this stuff with her husband wanting the sister wives, I mean, kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, I can't believe it went into a second episode on it. I truly thought he was joking at first. And now I'm like, oh, is he not joking?
Right.
He's definitely not joking, I don't think.
Not joking. And like, you could tell like how upset that she is getting about this. And she's like, having a sister wife is not part of my religion either. So it's like, why are you even bringing this up? Like, I don't believe in this. I don't want any more kids. She's been through enough. Yeah. Let the woman live a little bit. I mean, do you feel like they're kind of like creating a storyline for the show, or do you feel like his husband or her husband's serious?
I think they're creating a storyline.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little too apparent for me.
Yeah.
And I worry, I think I said it maybe last week, but I worry about their marriage after the show. Like, if she's not asked back and they've now put all this like family or marriage drama out there, I worry a little bit about them surviving.
I do too.
Reality TV show curse.
Yeah. No, totally. And I, you know, especially bringing up like this type of stuff, it's just, it's very serious. Like, this is not like something like I don't even know. Like, you didn't load the dishwasher correctly. Yeah. I'm mad at you. Like, this is like bringing in another woman or women into your marriage.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And like him saying that, like, he knew somebody that had like a bunch of different wives with like 40 kids. And it's like, come on now. Like, you know, you could tell how upset she's getting. And she kind of projected that on the women too, because like when they did that whole tubing adventure, it was the same day when, you know, on the death anniversary of her daughter. It's just, it's a lot for her to deal with.
It is. I think I would like to see another season with her just to see kind of how she evolves. Cause I feel like it's very much about that this season.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it is weird. The whole situation is kind of like icky for me, and I don't really like it. Are you like so over this Aubrey and Lisa catering drama? I guess.
Yeah. I also think Lisa Barlow, I'm going to say it, I think she kind of needs to go.
Yeah.
I think that she makes up these storylines, tells producers like, oh, I got a great one, guys. I got a great one.
Yeah.
Like, they're not good.
No, they're not,
not good.
They're not good. No, I totally agree with you. She's like, we need some drama. We need to like, not everything has to be a fight.
Yeah.
So, I kind of agree with you. I think she's kind of just getting a little annoying.
Yeah. I love that Jenny called her out, even though I wasn't sure it was totally warranted.
Right.
And I did Google it after, and I don't have a good answer.
Right.
There's some speculation on the internet that seltz or carbonated drinks could affect your ovaries.
I looked it up too. There is, yes, there's some sites say yes. I don't know. So who knows? Maybe she has a point.
I don't know. She might have a point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought her really lashing out, at least it was a bit much, but I kind of loved it.
I kind of loved it too. And I think finally, I think next week we may start getting into the Jen Shaw drama, which I think is what we need. We're kind of, these storylines are kind of feeling a little stale at the moment. So yeah. I think we need this Jen Shaw drama. So excited for that.
Can't wait.
All right. Time for Real Talk. And we recently caught up with the one and only Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of New York. And she shared whether or not she'd return to the franchise. Take a look. No, I read David Quinn's upcoming book, and it's really fantastic. There's so many wonderful interviews from the women. I know that Andy said that he hopes to have you back on Real Housewives of New York. And I know that there was the whole pause thing, but have there been discussions about you coming back? Because I know after last season, they're kind of looking to revamp some things.
Do you know what's interesting? You know better than anyone that they make all these decisions very last minute. And it's all, everything changes so quickly with the Housewives. And I think with this upcoming year and, sort of there's going to be a totally new season again. I mean, I'm always open to the possibilities. You know, Christina, we've talked about this privately. I have nothing but good things to say about my time at Bravo. Listen, I wouldn't be here. Right. Doing this commercial for, Echo Show .10 or Ring Doorbell or working with Amazon if it weren't for my incredible platform that was given to me from Bravo. So I am open to anything. And yes, we stay in communication, but you know better than anyone. They kind of make all these decisions very fast and furious at the end. There's a lot of, I think, moving factors.
I mean, I feel like we talk about this all the time that I miss Dorinda. I think that she would be good on the show. I miss her one-liners. We will see her in the Ultimate Girls Trip, but it would be weird if she came back with a whole new cast. So, I mean, New York is still so much up in the air.
I think they need to recast other people. I don't know if we need Dorinda, actually, but yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
So we also sat down with Jersey alum, Kathy Wakila. We may have said her name.
I know. Sorry, Kathy.
but we loved you on the show. Yes. So she reflected on her time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So take a listen to this.
I think it was like you said that your first day of filming was that infamous christening.
Yeah.
I mean, when that happened, were you like, what did I get myself into?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was like, whoa, I didn't sign on for any of this. Mm-hmm. This isn't who I am. This has never happened at one of our functions. So I was like, I don't know about this. I wasn't sure,
Mm-hmm.
It's a big shock.
I'm sure. And I guess I didn't realize that Teresa was so angry that you and Melissa were going to join the show.
Yeah. Well, again, I try not to live in that part of my life anymore,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. Is it nice to see Teresa in a different relationship and, she seems happy in a new relationship?
You know what? I'm always happy to see anyone happy. And so the fact that she's moving on, she's happy. That's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. When's the last time you spoke to, either Teresa or Melissa?
It's been some time. I can't even recall. It's been quite a long time.
Yeah. Your final day of filming, were you ready to kind of shut the door and be done with the show?
Yeah. I was ready way before that.
Were you?
Yeah. You could see, if you look back and you see, there was parts there where I was present, but I really wasn't present. Like my body was there, but I wasn't contributing to scenes. Even at the reunions, I was very quiet. Like people would say, why are you so quiet? I just wasn't playing anymore. I really was checked out. There's other things that were more positive, and there were other things that I were working on in my life. And so I really wasn't even present at the time. So it ran its course,
Yeah. Was there a specific moment that you remember? You're just like, this is not for me anymore.
Not a specific moment. I think it was just a progression of stuff, just an unending circle, like a revolving door that I just didn't want to keep going around in anymore.
Yeah, no. And I'm sure I think was the final scene that you filmed with Teresa and Rosie and Joe in that restaurant.
I believe it was. Believe so. Yeah.
Was that? I'm sure that was a hard way to kind of go out.
Whenever there's a closure of something, it's always hard, whether you want it or you don't, it's always difficult, but it is what it is. You can't, like I said, you can't, looking back, you think it's unfortunate, but I try to focus on the positive things. And like I said, I was able to free up time and do things that were more fulfilling and more, you know, more in who I am.
Right. So she really doesn't look back very fondly on this.
No, it does not seem like, well, you know, she said one of the last things that she filmed on the show was, I don't know if you remember her sitting down with Teresa and Joe Gorga. And that's when Teresa said that, like, you're like a cancer to me. So that was like the last thing that they kind of filmed. And, you know, I think it kind of left a really bad taste in her mouth. Yeah. And she's like, I don't need this in my life anymore.
Yeah, she sounded like she didn't really enjoy the show at all. No. And mm-hmm. Yeah, she seems too nice.
Yeah, she does seem too nice. And I think she went into it thinking that this would never affect her family. Yeah. Because, you know, her and Teresa are cousins, but now they don't talk anymore. She doesn't talk to Teresa. She doesn't talk to Melissa. Okay. She still says she talks to Caroline Manzo. They're still friends, but... You know, for the most part, the show really kind of tore them apart because Teresa said that, I guess Teresa felt that producers went behind her back and casted Kathy and Melissa. And ever since then, she kind of held a grudge towards them. So, all right, Mandy, let's get to our social spotlight of the week where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. Why don't you kick us off?
All right. So I'm giving it to Dorit. Mm-hmm. She attended Paris Hilton's bridal shower this week.
Love it.
And I thought that was interesting that she was there. I mean,
it is interesting. And yeah. I didn't realize that she and Kathy had become so close this season.
No. So it was a few of the housewives. Garcelle was there. Crystal mm-hmm. was there. Obviously Kyle was there. Lisa Rinna was there. So it seems like almost all of them, maybe not Erica Jane.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of bizarre. I was like, why are you all at Paris Hilton's bridal shower?
Right. And didn't Dorit just dress up as Paris Hilton too, like the other day for the Kyle's Halloween Kills premiere? I feel like
I remember seeing her picture. I didn't know she was dressed as Paris. I'm looking at that now.
I think so. I think she was like Stars Are Blind Paris.
Oh, interesting.
By the way, is a great song. Did enjoy.
Okay. Yeah.
Did enjoy Stars Are Blind. Mine goes to Teresa and her fiance Louis. They are in Greece having the time of their lives and showing off their amazing bodies, showing off some bikini photos. She looks great. I mean, she has been in great shape because remember she did the whole bodybuilding thing a few years ago, but she still looks amazing. And his abs are like ridiculous.
Yeah. She's 49. I just looked it up quick to see, like, that's crazy.
Good for her. Good for her. Living her best life at 49. Love it. Yeah. Love to see it. All right, Mandy. Well, thank you for running down all things Housewives with me as always.
Thanks, Christina.
All right. For much more on the Housewives, head on over to usmagazine.com and check in on Getting Real with the Housewives every Thursday on Us Weekly's YouTube channel. And make sure you listen to the Getting Real with the Housewives podcast. We will see you guys next week.